Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexity of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my guest and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man. If you have any comments you would like to make during this broadcast, you can be free to send them to me by email, or you can message me on Facebook and write to bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year because this is our first show after the new year. 2017 is bound to be better for so many of our women who have found support or looking for support. And we all know that time does heal wounds. Sometimes takes a lot of time, but they do get healed. And life will go on and get better. You just have to find the support to do that. And if you're listening to this show and you do need support and you haven't received it from our network, please write to me at bonkay@aol.com and we'll get you set up. First, before I announce my two very special friends and guests for tonight, I want to mention that our healing weekend will be coming up in April. I'm really excited about it. It's here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my hometown, and it's going to be a wonderful event. We're going to have our wonderful women coming. Some of them are veterans. Some of them are new people who are just going through this phase. It's always wonderful to connect and to meet others and re-greet others and to see where progress has taken them, to have people inspire them and to give them hope, to form new friendships. And I think it's most empowering to meet other women who have lived your life, walked in your shoes, because nobody understands straight wives like a straight wife. So if you're interested in coming, please contact me at bonkay@aol.com. And in the subject box, please put healing weekend, and I'll send you information. and hopefully get to spend time with you, and that weekend will do more for you than a lot of therapy will do in a year for you. You'll walk away with new ideas, new visions, and new ways to proceed. So I would like to introduce two members of my support group who are just wonderful women who are not only members of the support group who will go out there to help so many other women, but also good friends of mine. My friend Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Bonnie.
And also Chris. Chris, welcome back also.
Thanks, Bonnie. Glad to be here.
Thank you. And I know that Deborah and Chris have both been on the show a number of times, and people always love when they come on. So I thought, what could be better than having them both on at the same time? So I'm really excited that both of you could be here. And Chris, maybe you could just confirm also, I know that you've been to a couple of healing weekends. Can you tell the people a little bit how you feel when you leave there?
Usually emotionally drained, to be honest. Because it's pretty intense. But also just very, very united with other women who've been in the same situation. It's a great place to be. And now that I've been to two of these weekends and have spent a good bit of time on your Facebook group, a lot of these women have become good friends. So it's a great experience.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, sometimes you just feel so alone when you're going through this. I think that all of us have that feeling of isolation and feeling of doubt and feelings of non-belief and then self-blame. These are emotions that other people really don't understand. I mean, I think that half the world gets divorced, but it's a different kind of divorce. When you're divorcing somebody who's straight, you know, that you have that all those issues plus a whole lot more, as I like to put it. You know, the same issues plus a whole bunch more that other people don't have. And I don't think no matter how many times people say, oh, that's too bad, or I feel sorry for you. You know, I think after a while they stop feeling sorry for you and they start having some doubts about you. Deborah, did you feel that at all?
I haven't really. Well, yes, I can say that I did feel that way. Yeah. I didn't know if some family even believed me. So, yes. And it was just great being able to connect with other women who have gone this, because it gives you some validation that your feelings are real, that you're not alone.
I think that one of the major stumbling blocks, as Deborah mentioned, and maybe Chris, you went through this, is getting people to believe that this is the case. Because I know that in the past I've heard people say, yeah, well, whenever the marriage goes bad, the woman accuses him of being, gay. That's how she gets back at him. Did that ever happen to you, Chris?
Yeah, I had some people who had a hard time believing it. It's especially in my case, because we had four kids, so people would say, well, clearly you were having sex. they don't realize what a chore that was for him. And, people just aren't, they don't know what to think, because it's such an unusual situation, or so they would think. I mean, now that we've met a bunch of us, there's a heck of a lot of people in our situation. Many of them may not even realize it yet.
Right, there are millions of women in our situation, and I think that's one of the misconceptions why it's hard for people to understand this. When we grow up, we're socialized that gay means being attracted to somebody of the same sex. So first of all, why would we expect that we're marrying somebody who's gay when we're not told that? You know, we're told that gay people go for people of the same sex. But then I think one of the barriers when we're trying to explain this to people is the fact that Deborah, I'm sure you've heard the story too. Well, you had children, you couldn't be totally gay. And
I didn't have any children,
but you still had sex with
by
him.
By the second husband, I did. By my first husband, I have children, yes.
Right. But even with the second one, if you're having sexual relations with somebody, then you start thinking, well, how could he possibly be gay? I mean, you know, you just don't understand this. So I think that is one of the things that I faced.
A long marriage, and, people probably think, how did you not know, 22 years and you didn't know? So,
right. And you had a long-term marriage too, right, Chris?
I did. We were married more than 20 years.
And so, you know, two decades of a lifetime being with someone. I'm sorry, what did you say?
We shouldn't have been married for 5 minutes, but
right,
yeah,
exactly.
I stuck it out.
Well, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, right? And
right.
I do tell women, I think those of you will confirm this, that every day that you spend with a gay husband is a day of your life that you've lost.
Yes,
because
it's
a day
it
that's gone that you could have found happiness for yourself instead of sitting in the same wallowing in the misery of it. Would you both agree with that?
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I've had, you know, 5 years, coming up on 5 years of being divorced, and my life is much better now. Even being alone, single, it is much better than what I went through in that marriage with him and all the confusion.
And I think that's part of it, not understanding. You know, people call it gaslighting, I call it gay lighting. When people are trying to, gay men in a marriage are trying to confuse you and mix you up and make you think that you're imagining these things or that you're crazy or that you're the one with the problems. And I think that's where the deterioration starts coming in of your self-image and self-worth, along with the lack of physical intimacy, emotional intimacy. And Deborah and Chris have really taken two different roads in life. I know that Deborah has found herself now after 5 years of being very happy and content and not feeling the need to meet someone. And Chris, on the other hand, you know, was very anxious to find someone who could be a soulmate to her and pursued that and found a wonderful man who she's having a wonderful relationship with. Do you say that's accurate, Chris?
Yes, I would. I don't know how anxious I was. I was determined not to let my ex-husband have another minute of my life. And I felt like, yeah, I wanted to have some good relationship or no relationship. So life is good.
And you were very open to meeting
partner.
The right man, which you did,
yes.
Correct?
Yep.
And Deborah doesn't feel the need for a man right now, and that's fine, too. I know that
right.
A lot of women tell me that they feel pressured after a divorce. If people say, well, why don't you go meet somebody? You know, there's somebody out there for you. You know, everybody's trying to do matchmaking for you. And, you know, they're judgmental if you're alone that, you know, what, are you going to be lonely your whole life? You know, they're very superficial in understanding the needs of each person, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with being on your own and not being in a relationship. Would you say that's true, Deborah?
And I'm not, it's true. I'm not lonely. My life is full, you know, with family and grandchildren, and, you know, I don't feel lonely at all.
I'm sure you were a lot more lonely when you were married.
Yes, I was alone when I was married.
And I think that's what's unique about these marriages, the sense of being unmarried when we are married and not having someone who's there to give us the nurturing and the support and the love that you're expecting in a marriage. Oh, my goodness. Something went wrong with our timing, ladies. Let me see what's going on with the show.
Okay.
Well, it looks like Blog Talk Radio has screwed up our show.
Oh, no.
So, unfortunately, we're going to have to reschedule the show, which really is turning out to be so great. So I think what we'll do is, I'm not going to disappoint our listeners, we will redo this show, and then we will rebroadcast it in the next couple of days. And I apologize to all of our listeners. You know, sometimes the Blog Talk Radio, this is the second time it's happened to me in the last 3 months. You know, you put in for the time, and then all of a sudden they're cutting you off. So not to worry.
Uh-huh.
We will be returning very soon, the three of us. And ladies, let's just say goodnight for now, temporarily.
Okay, good night.
See you soon.
Good night. All right, I'll be in touch with both of you very shortly.
Okay.
Good night to our listeners. We'll be back soon. Bye-bye.